not to do something and me not to get mad. You talk about freedom? That's freedom. It's freedom to have a problem and not have to worry about it.
Thanks for listening. Learn how to live your faith confidently by ordering today's offer, You Are Confident Package, which includes a 5-CD series and the Confident Woman paperback book. This package is available now for a donation of $30 or more in U.S. funds, and we do accept all major credit cards. You can order today's offer from our website at joycemeyer.org, or you can call us toll-free at 1-800-789-0089. Again, the number is 1-800-789-0089.
Ladies, do you need to be refreshed and restored? Well, join me, Cece Winan, and Lisa Harper for a live streaming event, April the 16th. The ladies of Talk It Out will be here too to tell you why you matter.
Reserve your spot today. Register at joycemeyer.org/live. Set a reminder for Friday, April 16th, and invite your friends for a fun, powerful, and encouraging night. That's joycemeyer.org/live.
Thanks again for listening to Enjoying Everyday Life. Our mission here at Joyce Meyer Ministries is simple: sharing Christ and loving people. Remember, together we can do more.
The Church of the Holy Spirit is a home church. We are a Bible-believing, Jesus-loving Christian congregation with a vision to develop home churches. We are part of the Emmanuel Communion, an international Christian fellowship spreading the gospel as the Spirit leads. We gather for worship every Sunday at 10 a.m. in a private home. If you would like more information, and especially if you would like to join us, please call 772-341-9895.
And that sort of sounded like yours truly over here.
Did it? It was. It might have been me in one of my younger days.
Well, perhaps. Perhaps it kind of
like
sounded that way.
A month ago, yeah.
This is Prayer and Share, and we're looking for your phone call this morning. Phone lines are open right now, 888-221-8990. That is 888-221-8990. And I believe we already heard from Connie this morning, and nice to always hear from Connie. We have some notes around here, been lifting her family up in prayer a bit. Again, we're starting the morning with 107,789 is where we've come to, or where we finished off last night. I haven't added anything in this morning yet, though we have had some donations that are getting ready to go right into that. We currently have matching funds this morning, and the matching fund balance is $2,305, and that's because we had a gift from Kirk and his grandchildren last night, $100, along with those Dunkin' Delightful Donuts. And also Pamela went online, made a $25 donation, Pauline with a $70. And that's as far as we've got this morning, and we're looking for your call. Give us a call right now. Number's 888-221-8990, and we are listener-supported. We are here because of your faithfulness and God's provision through you to this ministry. So thank you so much for tuning in today. Keep your dial set on 89.9. We hear from a lot of you, and we know that that our family is out there. You must be a little busy this morning, but surely you can find time to get to the phone and give us a call and let us know what the Lord has put on your heart. Now, we did send out a lot of letters, Karen.
Yes, we did.
Lots of letters, several thousand. And we have we've received several hundred back. In fact, we may have actually received close to 1,000 back. So, that's a blessing to receive those. And we go through them one by one by one and read them on air and include those balances into our income. And so if you've given by sending back in your pledge form, then we will definitely get to yours if we haven't got to it already. And so if you're listening, you'll hear that. You may say, well, I sent mine in a week ago. Well, what we do, we set them by dates, and then every day we take a folder and we go through that date mixed in with the current mail as it comes in, because we want to give credit for every donation that has been received. And so we want to thank all of you who sent in your response already. But it's possible, Karen, that there may be still a few thousand letters that are out there that no one's responded to yet. Is that possible?
That's definitely possible.
It's very possible, isn't it? So we would just prayerfully ask you to go ahead and give us a call. This is Wednesday. If you mailed something today, it would be highly unlikely for us to get any to get it in the mail by Friday. Now, I mean, we're almost out of time. And so in order for us to know what you intend to give or you have given, we really need a phone call to just let us know so we can put it into our numbers. So we're right now at, we're $92,211 yet to be raised. And so, Father, we just give this to you. We give this $92,211 to you. And thank you for the provision of it, in Jesus' name. And God is our provider, just like you trust God, we trust God here. And, the Word instructs us to, go out and look at the lilies in the field and go out and listen to the birds singing and understand that God provides for them. Certainly, God is going to provide for us. And so out of God's faithfulness, and we've been talking a lot about that, the goodness of God, Karen, a lot of discussion. We're playing this song. Even when I don't put it in, it still shows up, the goodness of God. It's just showing up all over the place. But I believe the Father is wanting us to become more God-focused and less world-focused,
yes.
More faith-focused and less fear-focused. I believe he wants the fear out, and he wants the faith in. I believe he wants his word in. And the words of the enemy out. I believe he wants our thoughts to and the meditations of our heart to be upon him. And so music is a great way for the Lord to be able to minister cleansing, healing, restoration, strength, and faith to us. And so we will mix music throughout the day as we move along. Once again, David, give out those phone numbers. Phone lines are open right now, and this is a perfect time to give us a call.
You can reach us at 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. In the 772 area code, we can be reached at 221-1100. That's 221-1100.
I was reading yesterday that the goodness of God, his goodness and favor, is one of his greatest attributes.
His goodness and favor, yeah. Well, David talks about surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. And you think about if you're going to be walking through this world, it's great to have goodness and mercy, hanging on to, hanging on to your coattails, So that's a pretty great thing. Helen has asked us to lift up her son John and girlfriend Kelly, so John and Kelly, and looks like children as well, and looks like we're praying for there to be deliverance from addictions and for the favor of God. Now, this is one we already prayed over, right, Karen? This is something we had. This is an update. I think we had a prayer request the other day, and this is an update from Helen, because now it looks like the girlfriend has come back into the picture or back into the home or something. And so we want to lift this up right now. Helen, we want to agree with you in prayer. So, Father, we do lift up John, and we lift up Kelly. And, Father, we ask you to do a work in their lives, to do a work in this family, to protect these precious children from anxiety and from fear and from injury, Father. I pray that you'd put a hedge of protection around them. And, Father, for this addictive lifestyle to be broken in Jesus' name. Father, that you would give them a desire to hunger and thirst after righteousness. And so in Jesus' name, we would just bind all the lies, the intentional plans of the devil. We would bind the demonic forces. We would bind the addictive behaviors. We would bind all of that in the name of Jesus, that it would be powerless. And may the chains be broken. We just loose them to the grace and mercy of God, that their eyes are open, their heart is receptive, and that the chains fall off, and that they are able to be moved by the Holy Spirit to receive the wonderful grace and the full provision that salvation brings of deliverance and freedom in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. So, Helen, we agree with you in prayer. Thank you for giving us an update so we can continue to pray. We are praying. And just remember this, my friends, if you are praying and believing God, do not be shocked if things look worse before they become better. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And do not think when you see things looking worse that God is not at work. God is at work. It's just, as I think about it, the demons are screaming. You know, the enemy's trying to hang on to the turf that he has. But in Jesus' name, we declare freedom and victory over our families. And it would be great, I believe, for all of us to say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Once again, Karen, give those numbers out. We have phone lines open right now. We have some matching funds, a little bit of matching funds, about $2,305 available this morning. And we are down to about an hour and 5 minutes left. It was 7:15. So we actually have about an hour and 15 minutes left on the clock to match these funds up. And so we're looking for your call this morning. Now, we did bump that out 15 minutes with Joyce Meyer, so I guess that's going to run us down to 9:30. But 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, yep, to about 9:30. So give us a call.
Yes, you can call us at 888-221-8990. 888-221-8990.
Amen. And this next song, as we've been talking about the goodness of God, we're just going to listen to that again this morning because I really believe the Lord's speaking to us out of it.
For your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful, and all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! 'Cause all my